Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search, and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. See what everyone's talking about.
From the good old days when radio and, yep, TV was fairly new as far as media was concerned, the old phrase, hold the presses, was heard time to time. Indeed, it looks like maybe there's a little bit of a pause we need to be taking before we totally count all the monies that are in there for agriculture in the COVID relief and omnibus spending package. President Donald Trump, not liking what he sees, he says the $600 going back to each American citizen under this relief measure simply not adequate. He wants $2,000 per person, $4,000 a couple. And the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and others, jumping all over that saying, yeah, we'll partner with the president on a unanimous consent motion. However, the GOP not liking that. The problem is that the Democrats simply want to add that money to the overall spending bill, kick it well over $1 trillion. The GOP saying, we're spending probably too much of our children's future already. So it could be a few more days before we know exactly how all the drama will be played out in our nation's capital in this regard. Meanwhile, looking into 2021 and expected Joe Biden presidency, Ethan Lane, Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, has this bit of advice for cattle producers and others in agriculture.
We are going to go into a new administration here that is going to have a lot of competing voices. This new team is going to be fighting their own internal battles over the progressive left wing of the Democratic Party versus the more moderate wing. And there's going to be a lot of focus in that conversation on rural America because President-elect Biden and his team did not fare well in rural America. Congress in the last election showed, I mean, those congressional elections showed that Democrats didn't fare well in rural America. That's going to put a lot of focus on what rural America thinks and how we make a living in industries like the cattle industry. And I would encourage producers to keep looking for ways to be productive in that conversation. Be vocal about what works and what doesn't. Know that this administration is going to have days when they're going to take actions that are going to be really hostile to the cattle industry. And they're going to have days when they're going to do things that we might be really happy with. And we're going to have to be able to separate one from the other. We're going to have to be able to take the good and educate on the bad.
Head of the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Ethan Lane. Today's the last full trading day for our agricultural futures before the Christmas holiday. Tomorrow, Christmas Eve, will be a partial day of trading, and Friday, December 25th, no activity at all as far as the markets are concerned. Market trading back for the final days of 2020, Monday of next week. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.